Let's open the Word of God today to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I'm reading from the Common English Bible. So, brothers and sisters, because of God's mercies, I encourage you to present your bodies a living sacrifice that is holy and pleasing to God. This is your appropriate priestly service. Don't be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds so that you can figure out what God's will is, what is good and pleasing and mature. Today is part 3 of our series for the new year, 2021, a year of renewal. 2021, a year of renewal. 4 areas of renewal we are asking God for this year. We're believing that God, by His Holy Spirit, will transform us through His amazing work as we are believing for personal renewal, relational renewal, missional renewal, and cultural renewal. So ready for this, so hungry for God to do something new and to bring that freshness in our hearts once more. Today we're going to look at missional renewal. Now take a moment with me, please, and imagine the church. Imagine the Church of Jesus Christ, the global Church of Jesus Christ, but particularly imagine our local church, Nairobi Lighthouse. Imagine our church as a people chosen, a people called and sent out for God's restorative purposes right here in our city, our nation, and indeed our world. Imagine our church existing for the sole purpose of participating in God's mission. I truly believe this does not have to be limited to our imagination. The possibility of it becoming a reality could be ours if each of us would invite the Holy Spirit to renew our minds to this one truth. And this one truth is, I am on mission. I am on mission, on God's mission. Not my mission, God's mission. Now listen, I want you to get this. God's church doesn't have a mission in our city. Instead, God's mission in our city has a church. I want to say that again. God's church doesn't have a mission in our city. Instead, God's mission in our city has a church. He is calling us, His people, in 2021 to return to a fresh state of passion to get the good news of the gospel to a broken down world. The word renew means to renovate and reconstruct to the original purpose, to restore ruined altars and cities by rebuilding, to revitalize and re-energize one's spirit, return to a fresh, invigorating state, to make qualitatively new, to cause to flourish again. Oh, come on, I want us to rise up and take these by faith. Come on, let's take by faith this work of renewal that God wants to do in each of us in 2021. Missional renewal. How can we attain missional renewal? How can we be renewed in our mission vision, in our mission passion? Verse 1 of our text from Romans 12 contains powerful truths that we must lay hold on. Because of God's mercies, I encourage you, Paul said, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice that is holy and pleasing to God. This is your appropriate priestly service. There are 2 words beginning with the letter S that will set the stage today for missional renewal. We're going to consider these 2 words. The first is the word sacrifice. Sacrifice. To understand the purpose of sacrifices offered in the Bible, we first have to understand the mission heart of God. The mission heart of God. So we're going to go back to Genesis. In Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve fell into sin in the Garden of Eden. The consequence of their sin devastatingly affected, we could even say infected, mankind from that point onwards. Man was lost. For when God came to Adam in the cool of the day, as he had done before, Genesis chapter 3 and verse 9 tells us that Adam hid himself. And this caused God to call out, "Adam, Adam, where are you?" The very first question in the Bible, "Adam, Adam, where are you?" They, having covered themselves with fig leaves, trying to hide their guilt, God instituted from that moment the very first offering of a sacrifice. Verse 21 of Genesis chapter 3 says, "The Lord God made clothes from animal skins for the man and his wife and dressed them." The Lord himself, it says, made clothes from animal skins for the man and his wife and dress them. The lives of innocent animals were taken to cover man's sinful nakedness and to remedy the curse. Now the animals had to be slain before their eyes, before the eyes of Adam and Eve, to show them what death was. Because up to that moment, up to that point, they had never encountered death before. Now, you've got to get this. The first thing that ever died physically after creation was a sacrifice. And this was to typify, to symbolize that a great sacrifice, capital G, capital S, a great sacrifice would be offered once and for all to take away the sins of the world. This brings us to the next word in our text, beginning with the letter S, and that's the word service. Service. God instituted the very first sacrifice in Scripture, as we see. Yet from that point forward, we see man, not God, offering sacrifices. God never offered another sacrifice. We see man offering sacrifices. Abel, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 3, brought to God an offering. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, Noah made sacrifice to God. Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, verses 9 through 11, sacrificed. Then we come to Moses, who by God's instructions instituted the order of the Levitical priesthood. We read that the priest served daily at the altar, offering up a sacrificial lamb for the people, one in the morning, one in the evening. In these Old Testament Mosaic times, believers symbolically transferred their sins to the animal, which the priest then sacrificed. You can read all about that in Leviticus chapter 4. The animal died in their place to pay for their sin, to allow them to continue to live in God's mercies. A life for a life. A life for a life. Every one of those sacrifices in the shedding of its blood revealed the mercies of God by covering the sin of the people. But real cleansing from sin came with Jesus, whom John spoke of in John chapter 1 and verse 29. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," no longer covering, but removing, taking away. God, in requiring a sacrifice as an atonement, put his mission on full display. And here's God's mission. God's mission is restoring to man the blessing of his presence and fellowship. That's God's mission. Restoring to man the blessing of his presence and fellowship. Jesus, our high priest, in serving his Father, offered himself as the supreme sacrifice, dying on the cross and rising again for the sins of the world. Hebrews 7, verse 27. Sin by its very nature, it brings death. According to the Scriptures, we understand that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Now, Jesus did not die for his own sin. He had none. He never sinned. Instead, by a transaction beyond our natural comprehension, Christ died for my sin. He died for your sins. A life, capital L, for a life. When we commit our life to Jesus Christ and we identify ourselves with him, Jesus having paid the penalty for our sin and his blood having cleansed us from all sin, then our life is made completely new. We have a new beginning. And as a result, God's mission in us is accomplished. We are restored to the presence of our Father, to the blessing of being in his presence and fellowshipping with him. His mission in us is accomplished, but his mission with us is just beginning. His mission with us is just beginning. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, but you are God's chosen treasure. Treasure, come on, there's that word, treasure. You are God's chosen treasure, priests who are kings, a spiritual nation set apart as God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light, and now he claims you as his very own. He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world. I am on mission. Now, how is this to transpire? How is this to transpire? Back to our text. Verse 1 of Romans 12, so brothers and sisters, because of God's mercies, I encourage you to present your bodies. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice that is holy and pleasing to God. This is your appropriate priestly service. There it is. There it is, church. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, being your appropriate priestly service. Missional renewal is founded on this statement of truth. My body for God's service. My body for God's service. This body we possess, all its thoughts, all its dreams, all its experiences, all its preferences, all its commitments is now to be the sacrifice. It's no longer by the blood of bulls and goats and heifers. No, we are now living sacrifices. But we must present our bodies as living sacrifices. My body, home to my life, is to be used in serving God's mission. Oh, may God by his Spirit cause this to be renewed in our hearts. Listen, my body, which is home to my life, is to be used in serving God's mission. It's a living sacrifice because we, by Christ's death, have been made alive unto God. The Bible teaches us in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verses 9 through 20, that sin riddled our ruined bodies. Sin wrecked our understanding. Sin made its way into our minds, into our mouths, into our eyes, our hands, our feet. We yielded the members of our body. All of these we yielded in transgressing God's laws. When we did come to God, we came to God dead in our trespasses and sins. Whereas the Old Testament animal sacrifices always came in alive and then were put to death. For us, the opposite is true. We came to him dead, but then he made us alive by his grace and glorious gospel of the cross of Jesus Christ. Therefore, a living sacrifice is a person completely devoted to God, completely set apart for God's purposes. I want to challenge us, church. Let's give ourselves wholly to God's service in 2021. Let's not be selective in giving ourselves this year. Let's hold back nothing. Let's give everything. Let's surrender all. My body for his service. Say it with me. My body for his service. I am on mission. Come on, say it with me. I am on mission. I want to close. One of the biggest obstacles that we will face in 2021 is conformity to the age. Conformity to this age. Romans 12, 2, our text, don't be conformed to the patterns of this world. Come on, let's not kid ourselves. The world we seek to reach will seek to reach us, to mold us, to shape us, to make a disciple out of us. May we allow by the Spirit of God that our minds be renewed, that we will be so transformed by his power that as we go forth on mission, we will guard ourselves. We will not allow the corrupt values of this world to defile us in any way. In Jesus' name, come on, let's set our hearts before God right now. I want us to take a moment and I want us to ask the Holy Spirit. Just ask the Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me? What are you saying to me? What will I give myself to this year? What will I give myself to this year? Holy Spirit, take my mouth, my words, my testimony. Holy Spirit, my eyes. May I see the lost this year. Holy Spirit, my ears. May I hear the cry of those who are without. My hands, that I might reach out, that I might demonstrate the love of God by reaching out. My feet, that I may find those, that I may go to those who are in need, those who do not know, those who have not received. In Jesus' name, use us, oh God, like never before in 2021. In Jesus' name. Just before we go, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you've not yet entered a relationship with him, but you know that your life is meant for more, so much more, you're realizing, even after hearing this message today, you're realizing that he, Jesus, our great high priest, paid the price. He made the sacrifice by going to a cross for you, rising again triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. If you're ready to receive him, or if you would like to know more about Nairobi Lighthouse Church, we want to invite you, please, to call or text the number that's at the bottom of your screen. We would love to pray with you. We would love to serve you. We would love to see you come to know the Lord and see you strengthened in God. God bless you.